First, I would like to thank the town of East Greenbush for allowing us to be here this evening. You guys have been tremendously supportive of our efforts all along since last, January, February 2020, whenever your last hearing was. And we really appreciate your tremendous support. Somebody has to have a voice, and you guys made your voices be heard. You were the first, municipality to speak out against the landfill. Our neighbor, from Rensselaer, the neighboring town, you guys did a great job, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Second, I would like to thank Rensselaer Mayor Mike Stammel. He's been against the landfill since way back when, in 2012, during the DEC public hearings. He submitted a 3-page written letter with his concerns about the dump that was proposed at the time. When the dump was approved, many of those concerns that Mike had came true. So, it really takes a team to get things rolling to get this dump shut down. And I think that the town of East Greenbush and Mayor Stammel are doing a great job in helping REC with those efforts. I wanted to speak about the application process, give everybody an idea of what we are going to expect when the permit, if it does come up for renewal, if Dunn decides to apply to be renewed. So a complete application includes a properly completed department application form, location map, project plans, supplemental information, uniform procedure regulations, and the specific program implementing regulations pertaining to the specific permits sought for the project. So basically, in short terms, any of the requirements that Dunn must submit, including an environmental justice outreach plan and Environmental Quality Review Act plan. So those would be required in accordance with DEC guidelines. And the EJ process would be under New York State DEC Commissioner Policy 29, and that's based on census data that shows that the Rensselaer community is high poverty, and that's why there's going to be more opportunity for public participation. Dunn Landfill has up until January to submit their application for renewal if they choose to do so. Their current permit for the facility expires on July 19, 2022. So either if they do apply for renewal or if they don't, the permit that they currently have would expire in July. Once DEC receives the application, they will notify the applicant within a reasonable time frame of receipt of application and notify them if it is complete or not. If it is not complete, they will then notify the applicant that modifications have to be made in accordance with DEC guidelines to fix whatever DEC says is missing. Once the application is accepted as complete, a notice of complete application is published by DEC and their environmental notice bulletin. The applicant is required to publish this notice in a local newspaper. And that, we were told by DEC, would then start the environmental justice outreach that Dunn will be required to do. So Dunn is going to be required to outreach residents who live in the environmental justice zones along the truck route and other areas that are part of the EJ district. I believe we have a map in the hallway or something telling you what that area is. And DEC is going to have to hold their own hearings as well. Based on the comments received and on DEC's review of the project against permitting standards, DEC decides whether to hold a public hearing or not. So based on all the public outreach, with Dunn doing their own environmental justice hearings and DEC doing their own information as well, they would then make a decision. Under the Uniform Procedures Act, DEC will make a final decision following any required hearings. The most important part of this entire process, I believe, is the environmental justice outreach. The Dunn Landfill has never had to do this before, and it's thanks to the voices of the people in the community, the East Greenbush Town Board, Mayor Stammel, and all the members of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition for speaking out over the last 4 years that this is now a requirement under Commissioner Policy 29 of DEC. Dunn will be required, like I said, to hold these environmental justice outreach. Most of the Partition Street and 3rd Street and near City Hall are EJ zones due to census data showing moderate levels of poverty. So, most importantly, Rensselaer is not a community with residents who have great incomes. Rensselaer is a poverty-stricken community where most people are low income, you know, they may work two jobs to make a living. Most of the people in the city, honestly, are renters. They don't own their own properties. And if they do, a lot of them are living in areas where they're impacted by the landfill. So the environmental justice outreach is extremely important. The Rensselaer Environmental Coalition plans on holding different training seminars to teach people how to testify at these environmental justice outreach hearings, and as well as when DEC holds their own hearings, if they do. And one of the zones, the percentage of the minority population, is a key factor in the addition to the poverty level. So, you know, the minority and the poverty level play a big role in this EJ policy. Environmental justice came about because many operations like the landfill are in poor and often in mostly minority-populated areas. Polluting industries have targeted these areas because they know these communities are fiscally strapped. And unfortunately, the previous city administration, you know, made the wrong choice, and they decided the Dunn landfill would be great for Rensselaer for the tax revenue. And another problem is, you know, unfortunately, there was never an agreement made that the city would get $1 million a year. The city's probably lucky right now if it's getting less than, $500,000 a year, if not less. So the city is not benefiting from this landfill, and East Greenbush is not benefiting from this landfill. Your residents in Governor Square, your residents at Capitol Police, they're experiencing the odors, the noise. It's unacceptable, and this environmental justice outreach is important. You don't have to live in Rensselaer to participate. Dunn will only have to notify the residents in the EJ zone, but anybody is able to participate. And the environmental justice calls for special considerations of the needs for those who live in these zones so their rights are not being violated. Public hearings will be held by the landfill, and the input received from residents will need to be addressed in their plan. There's likely going to be more than one public hearing, and we have asked that written comments also be allowed. When DEC has heard how Dunn is going to address the concerns from the public, they can then designate the application as complete and open a window for written public comment. If the permit is renewed, it will be good for at least another 5 years. So it's important that we all testify and make sure this landfill gets shut down. Thank you.